Well, we're at the halfway point of the Lenten season. Easter is 3 weeks away. Lent can be a quiet, joyful time of the year, a time of sincere change in our lives, a time of prayerful self-reflection, a time to become closer to our merciful God. In today's first reading, God calls Moses from the burning bush, telling him to lead his people from their captivity in Egypt. St. Paul recalls the desert journey of the Israelites and gives us his timeless encouragement to continue our journey of faith. The fig tree parable shows God's compassion and love. It's telling us that we all bear fruit in our own time through the grace of the Holy Spirit. I love to call our church the home base of second chances. We often try again and again to be good, but we just keep falling into sin. We keep getting stuck, tripping in the same rut in the road. In these final weeks of Lent, take time with the Holy Spirit to keep trying. God does not want us to give up. Let go of yourself and all your not-so-successful attempts and give in to the Holy Spirit. Allow this holy and joyful season of Lent to transform you into the person God means for you to be. Remember, our church is the home base of second chances. In fact, Jesus demands that we need to change. We need to be sorry for our sins and make amends. The sacrament of penance, our reconciliation, is built on this. Sorrow and penance lead to living in the state of grace, which is what we all aim to do. And this is what Jesus wants: forgiveness and absolution. Because then comes the beautiful life that Jesus wants for us. Freedom from sin, moving from despair and hopelessness to a life of goodness and peace. I have called Lent a holy and joyful season. Why? When it's usually seen as a season of penance. Well, I say this because this quiet time of the year leads to the joy and light of the resurrection. We've had a cold, snowy winter, and we're ready for some warmth. Lent is a time to take comfort in the warmth of Jesus' love and mercy. This is a perfect time to look where you fear to look, deeply within yourself. Where you see darkness, there really is the incredible light of Jesus. There's no reason to fear. Jesus is always with you, even in your darkest moments. You can make this Lent a purifying and cleansing time for yourself. Look to St. Paul today. His message is always one of hope and healing. He knows that it isn't easy to live the Christian life. There are always distractions and other paths that can lead away from the good and holy life. But Paul assures us of the Holy Spirit's presence and guidance in our lives, even when we fall repeatedly. As Paul often says, where sin abounds, grace abounds even more. Lent is a good time to stop and to take a good look at yourself. Look at your behavior toward God. Look at your behavior toward others. Unfortunately, we are an instant society. We want everything to have happened yesterday. We don't like to wait. Our culture demands immediate satisfaction. We're like the Israelites who complained to Moses because things weren't happening as quickly as they wanted them to happen. But God doesn't work according to our timetable. He wants us to quietly reflect on which direction we should go in life and to trust that He is guiding us. There's nothing to fear, but everything to be joyful about. So may God help us to take time to stop and examine our own lives before speeding off again into the journey of life.